According, Richard, KI-4DOS.
I was just gonna hope you're doing okay. Anything I can do out there, but appreciate it.
Got a problem, I think he recorded that, so you know, his computer throws it out there every so often, trying to fill up some of these empty net control spots. But the last time I talked to him, he was supposed to go back to the doctor Monday, the 23rd. But he was doing real good when I talked to him, and he said he'd let us know something after he saw the doctor.
Appreciate it. And if anything comes up that I might could help do something for him, let me know. I appreciate it. K4ROW.
Well, you take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. I'm almost to the house. K4ROW, KI-4DOS Mobile.
DOS, KO4HKX.
Hey, Patrick.
Almost home.
Yeah, I got one more turn down here to make, and I'll be running up the street I live on and then right up to the driveway.
How am I sounding into the repeater?
Repeater, sounds good.
Scratchy on my end.
A little bit scratchy, but it's not too bad, but you sound good.
Well, I appreciate all the help today.
We'll finish it up.
Yeah. Whenever we get everything we need to finish it up, we'll get her done. But I just wanted to tell you thank you for all your help today.
Welcome. You know I enjoyed it, and we had a good time. And I'll go in here, and I don't know what Joy's got me fixed for supper, but I called her, and the Bluetooth didn't work on my phone or something. I don't know what I didn't do right. But anyway, she couldn't hear me, and I couldn't hear her, so I called her back, told her I was on the way. But I'm fixing to make this turn on Frontier, so I'll be home in just a matter of a few seconds.
You be careful. Tell Joy we said hello, and I'll keep an ear out for you tonight on the net. KO4HKX. I'll be clear. 73 Gary.
73 Patrick. Yeah, we'll talk to you a little bit later. KO4HKX. KI-4DOS Mobile.
Have a good night, and hello to Miss Joy and 4ZLK.
Wayne, hope you are doing good today. Hope vacation is going well for you, and yeah, me and Patrick's been doing a little stuff up here at his place today, and I'm fixing to pull in the driveway, but tell Miss Beth we said hello. I'll tell Joy you and Patrick both said hello.
And I'm not sure where you got the idea I was on vacation, but I hope I enjoyed it as well.
You running around town and not running on your big route, down to Atlanta and stuff. You must be on vacation.
Of that route a couple weeks ago, I've been, I'm on a day route, the one I had a couple years ago. So I am running around town working now.
It is what it is, you know. The seniority does count for a little bit. Don't count for much, but it does count for a little bit every once in a while. But anyway, Shane, I've put my truck in its favorite parking spot, as Mr. Ray Allison used to say. So I'm going to get off of here and go in and see what my pretty little bride has to say, and we'll talk to you later. But enjoyed it there, Shane. We'll do it again real soon, I hope. 73 there, young man. N4ZLK, KI-4DOS Mobile.
And have a good evening. Enjoyed it as always, N4ZLK. Hello, Patrick, if you're still there.
KO4HK.
I don't know that I can recall if it was a major change from what it used to sound like, unless it's a different antenna you're talking on, but you sound good.
Different location at the moment.
Is it? That's not the beam antenna, is it?
This is a vertical.
I have heard you at times when there's a lot of white noise on you, and it could be conditional, but you're nice and clear tonight.
Because if you can't get the stuff I need, we need to finish. This is how I'll be calling the net Sunday night.
Be fine, unless, again, conditions are so bad that it affects it, but you're loud and clear and full quieting, it sounds like.
It's pretty scratchy on my end, but I can still make out everybody as long as I don't get any of those speed demons and people that try to run through their call faster than you can understand it.
I think the repeater, well, I don't know. There's a lot of places around town where I can get in fine, but I never try because the reception is so poor. And I think that my signal going back is going to be bad, but whenever I do key up in those areas, everybody tells me it's coming in good.
I know exactly what you're talking about. There's quite a few of them for me over in that area, too.
Hey, there is a big difference between that driving that Mac and driving the Freightliner. Antenna is in almost the exact same location, right behind the driver on a bracket. But the bracket that's on the Mac is metal. And I think, I'm assuming the Mac frame or the Mac body is a little more metal than the, or it must be grounded better than the Freightliner, because I'm having a lot of trouble. It's the same setup I had driving to Atlanta every night. And once I got to Georgia, the repeater down there I was able to get into real well, but always struggled getting into this repeater here.
Well, I know the Freightliners are made out of aluminum, so the cab's on those.
I am definitely going to try a ground strap here soon, see if that makes a difference.
Is ready, and I'm going to bail out of here. I'm sorry, but I hope you have a good evening and you stay safe out there, and I'll be around listening for you if you need anything. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
More important than me, that is for sure. I understand that. And hello to Miss Elise if she's listening. And have a good evening, Patrick. N4ZLK, clear.
Thank you, Patrick. Shane, WW4. JET Mobile. Hey, I talked to you, Shane. No problem.
I was going to come in there. Hey, Matthew. You must not be around food either.
He disappeared pretty quick, didn't he? Nope. I got 20 minutes of no food. At least. Anyway, how are you doing?
Well, are you headed down the road, too? You headed home?
Yeah, I'm a long week. Glad to be done.
Yeah, me too. N4ZLK. We might be running parallel. I don't know. Which way are you coming? You coming north on 11, or you coming from GSP?
I'm on Locust Hill right now, headed the back way home, as you know.
Okay, I'm a little further ahead of you. I'm on 288 Pumpkin Town Highway. I thought maybe if you said 20 minutes, you might be down on 11 already.
Probably. You're probably right. I'm probably closer to 30, actually. But give or take.
Gone all week. You leave out early on the week and just now getting back.
Today's Tuesday through tonight. It was a busy one, too. So I'm a little worn out, but... that's okay. A few days off. That'll help.
Glad you're back. I'm glad you made it safe, and I hope you enjoy your few days off. My sister was down last weekend. It's already been a week. Yeah, she was down last weekend. She told me she's taking a lot of time off. She had to go. She had to go hit the simulator to keep her credentials up.
Whether you're flying or not, you have to always hit that anyway. I'm actually going next week. I'll be out up in Minneapolis doing that myself. for a few days. So the plus of that is it's only a few days. It's not 4 days. So that's my annual. But it's not for lack of currency like in her case. It's just the annual.
She hadn't flown in like 90 days, so she had to do some takeoff and landings, I think three of them or something, to get recertified or keep her certification up.
I'm not sure I ever saw 90 days off in my career, truthfully. Always been busy. But I'm looking forward to about 2.5 years, and I don't have to worry about it anymore. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm not sure what she was doing. She did some traveling. She went to Europe and did a motorcycle tour. She was posting pictures. She was all over. Pretty incredible. And I don't know, doing some other stuff. I don't know. I guess they have a lot more availability for her to not bid the runs like that.
Obviously have abundance of pilots in that position. And they allowed her to take some leave time, too, or sit reserve. And that's not a bad deal once in a while to get a break. I mean, if they're heavy on you know, that position, then you probably won't be called, which isn't a bad deal.
Thank you. I've never had many of those opportunities. I broke my arm one time. That put me out for 8 weeks. But that wasn't something that I would recommend doing again.
No, I'll pass. I'm gonna push this rotator cuff surgery as long as I can too, if I can do it. Actually, it seems like physical therapy's been helping me keeping up on it too, so that's a good thing. Because you know, we don't heal as fast. You know what I mean?
And you start feeling more things too. I've noticed that. I was on that night run for 2 weeks, or 2 years. I came back to the same route I ran a couple years ago. I've run it a couple different times for 2 or 3 years at a time. And it seems to be a little more taxing on me this time, especially my hands. I guess I'm getting some carpal tunnel in my hands. And it's probably from work, using that computer all the time for deliveries. But it's definitely bothering me more now than it did a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it very well might be. I know if you don't have a brace already, it might help you a little bit during the day. Yeah, that is true. And you just getting done now at this hour? Is it you start a little later, or you put in a 12-hour day today?
Well, let's see. I left the house at 6:30 this morning, 6:45 or so, 6:40, I think. Started at 7:45. It takes me, you know, morning traffic with school, it takes almost an hour to get in there with all the school traffic. And, yeah, it was 12 hours, including my meal. So by the time I left and then stopped for fuel on the way home, my weekly end of the week stopping for fuel, so... Yeah, I'm coming into Pumpkin Town here in another 2 miles.
Okay, so is that a 4-on-3 off deal, or does it end up being still 5 days for you?
Fun, and I will have Mondays off. Since we were at the end of our bid time, our term or whatever, it starts back over in October. I could take a guy's route. I could take any route I wanted to that had less seniority, but if it was a 4-day run, I had to stick with the day that they had off. They had already had off. But starting October, I took Mondays off, so I'll have 4 days and then 3 days off.
Similar to what I do, although some weeks it's not 4 days, some weeks it's 3 days on instead of 4 on, which is nice, but... Yeah, I gotcha. I know how that works. Well, Mondays aren't bad, though. You know, usually you get some things done around town and not have too many people in your way.
Boy, so I was trying to decide whether to take Monday or Friday, and my wife is off on Mondays and Tuesdays, so that kind of led into it, take Monday off. She told me, you know, she said Oh, take whatever day you want to. I don't mind, but you know how that is. Take whatever you want as long as it's Monday. That's what she was thinking, probably. No, I don't think she would have cared. But it'll be nice to spend more time with her.
Absolutely. She was hoping that deep down, no doubt about it. But good decision. Carrie, unfortunately, works 5 days a week. Hopefully she's only going to do that another couple of years, too. But, of course, our goal is to be mortgage-free, hopefully, in a couple of years. So that's the plan.
Good plan. Won't be a couple of years for me, but I don't even know what it is. It's not that long. I was hoping to do it by the time I retired. So retired officially. I am thinking about retiring from this position next year, but I will do something else. And I've got something else lined up. I've already talked to them, and they're interested, so we'll see how it goes. But I will be able to leave this one with a pension, so I don't know. I wouldn't leave here and go drive a truck somewhere else, I'll tell you that.
I understand that. I'm kind of thinking along the same lines, because I think I could be done with it for a while, too. Well, that's a good thing to have lined up. I don't have any irons in the fire, so to speak, but I might start kicking some cans around the next couple of years. Who knows? See if there's anything that comes out there. But you know what? If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen too. No big deal.
Is that okay? Yeah, we make plans, and sometimes those plans work, and sometimes they don't, and you have to change them. But it's better than just making a decision, quitting, and then not having anything to do. So I will do something. I just don't want to stay here anymore. It'll be 35 years next year with the company, and there's been a lot of changes, and with the way they do things and the direction they're going, and I'm just glad I'm at the end of my career with them.
Completely. I'll be going into 37, and ditto is all I can say. A lot of that's gone on in the industry, as well as the companies too. A couple different companies though along the way, but still, lots of changes. So I understand completely, man. I do, and that's okay. That's not that far off for you, and you did good.
Curious about you. We've never talked about this. Did you were you in the military? Is that where you started out flying, or did you start out with an aviation degree type thing?
Started out civilian, actually, after school, and engineering degree as well as flying, and taught for the university for a while, and then got into my first job, I guess it was 1987 or 88, and relatively few changes along the way. There was a Northwest on the front side, and then, you know, that all morphed into Delta over the years, and been pretty good. I'm not complaining. WW4 JET.
Yeah, let me get into it. Because I know there's a lot of military people that come out and go into commercial, but there's a couple guys that started out with me part-time at UPS. One of them, I don't see him, but I know he's still around. He's flying. He flies private jets for a lease company. I'm not sure which one. And then the other one, he actually flew me in a little Cessna up to Shelby. And, well, my wife and I were in a wedding, and I had to work, and she drove up there, and he said, I can fly you up there. I'm an instructor. You know, we can rent the airplane, and it was cheap back then compared to what it is now, obviously. And he actually, since he was an instructor, he let me fly. That was a lot of fun. He said, you want to fly? I said, sure. So he was hands-off the whole time, just told me what to do, handled the radio, and I had a blast. But now he flies for United, I believe.
Yes, things have changed a lot. First of all, I bet you that was fun for you. That sounds good. that would have been a lot of fun to do. It was a good way to get there in style. However, you know, back in the day, it was military payback. The payback for flight school was a long time. It was like 9 years, you know, if they put you through flight school in the Air Force. And I started a little older, so I didn't want to do that if I could avoid it. And so the civilian route was good for a while, but it shifts, you know. I mean, back then the military wasn't terrible, and then now you can do better, you know, in the civilian side of things, obviously, pay-wise.
I'm happy for people that were able to do it. I do, you know, it would be fun. I always enjoyed it. The few times I've been up, I've enjoyed it, thought, well, that would have been a fun career, but it just didn't. I wasn't motivated in that direction when I was young, so I didn't never thought it out. But always, I love airplanes. I love all the different functions about it. Flying is just seems like a lot of fun. Of course, I know the day-to-day job is just another job. So everything is a job once you get into it. But anyway, I'm glad it worked out for you.
Yeah, Shane, I can't complain. You know, I've been pretty blessed with the whole thing, and it did work out. Only had one furlough way, way back that didn't last very long. And when I was getting into this whole thing, I had an old Eastern Airlines captain tell me, you know, if you don't get furloughed three times, you're a lucky man, you know, over the course of your career. And I only got furloughed once, so I guess I did better than average.
You're a very lucky man, so, well, that's good. Well, Matthew, I am just about to the house, so I'm going to sign with you. I'm glad I got to talk to you tonight, and welcome home. Hope you have a great weekend. Say hello to the family, and I'm sure we'll do this again. And again, we need to get together sometime, meet up for coffee or something, or breakfast down here at the diner. That'd be a lot of fun. Look forward to meeting you one day. WW4JET and 4ZLK. Have a good weekend.
Hey, Shane, yeah, we are going to do that one day, and we'll make it happen. Not a problem. And I'm glad you got a couple days at least off for yourself, a couple few days off, too. So relax, enjoy them, and say hi to the fam as well. And we will catch up with you soon. And 4ZLK, it's WW4JET 73, Shane. See you later.